This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you could find at churchonline.com, but we spell it a little different. We spell it CHRCH because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. I don't know if you have noticed this, but it seems to me, of course, in the stores and all around us, Christmas decorations are up, and it just seems to get just closer and closer to the 4th of July every year. It just seems like every year it gets earlier. But I don't know. This year seems to be a little different. It's not just the stores. It's people. I think people are starting to talk about it more. I just feel like we're in this time and people need a little advent in their lives. They need a little bit of something. So people seem to be drawn to Christmas more and more. It's like that old song, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. So I thought I would start something a little earlier than I normally do. Over the past few years here on these Friday mornings, I talk about the story behind our favorite Christmas songs. And that usually only allows me to get like three or four in before Christmas comes. Well, I want to start a little earlier. I want to start now because I know you're hearing Christmas songs already. I know that they're out there. So I want to tell you the story behind the song and give you a little encouragement from the Word of God, what's behind the song. And this morning, the song I've chosen, it's a famous, famous story, but obviously there's something behind it, and it is the most recorded Christmas song in history. I'll give you a pause and let you think about that. The most recorded song in history, it is the song Silent Night, one of the most beloved Christmas songs in history. People love this song. We can't help at times. We may have heard this a million times. But yet, there's something about the words to that song that just get us to really focus and maybe even just stirs us up just a little bit to be reminded of the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the words and the pictures that we get from it. But there's a story behind the song, as there is all of these songs, that is just magnificent and just shows us the hand of God, even in things like music. The year is 1818. Pastor Joseph Moore, he's assigned to the St. Nicholas Church in Oberndorf, Austria. Now think about that for a minute. The St. Nicholas Church, of course, they're going to have a big Christmas celebration. But that winter was particularly cold setting in, and something happened to the organ. It wasn't working. Reverend Moore was working on that thing and trying everything he could, and they just could not get the organ to start working. So he tried to contact people that might be able to help. Nobody was available. So he prayed. He asked God, what do I do? And then something came to his mind. He remembered he was walking in the woods, and this was several years back, and just the peacefulness and the quietness in the woods around Christmas time. And he penned a little poem, and it was in German, Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht, Silent Night, Holy Night. And that was the words that would become the song. But how do we turn the words into a song? Well, he ran down the road and went to the school teacher who was the organist for the church, a man named Franz Gruber, and told him about the situation. What do you think we could do? And is it possible we could turn this into a song? Franz grabbed his guitar and started picking away at a tune. And something that would probably take weeks happened in a matter of hours. They wrote the song that we know so well. And they sang it that night in church. And yes, as it did today, as it did then, just stirred people's hearts toward our Savior. But that might have been the end of the story. It might have been just a little song that was written for Christmas service in 1818, except for another individual in the story. His name is Karl Marocker. And a name that we probably don't recognize. Carl was an organ repairman, and he came on the request of the pastor and came to fix that organ. But while he was there, Carl told him the story about this little song, and he said, well, you know, let me hear it. When the organ was done, Carl sat down and began to play the song Silent Night. He loved the song, thought it was so incredible, but he was also impressed by the story that the Lord brought him through a difficult place, gave him a song, and things came through with this magnificent work. So Carl took that song and the story all over the country and into parts of Germany as he was repairing organs, and he would give the song to other people. By within a few years, more than 20 different languages this little song had been translated into. By the late 1800s, it was being sung in almost every church in Europe knew the story. Of course, that silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. We just get that picture in our mind. And yes, it has become the song that has now, at this point, been more than 137,000. Let me say that again, 137,000 known recordings of the song. But it really began with the challenge. The trial, the tribulation of having a broken organ and not being able to perform Christmas music, and just one simple poem turned into this simple song that has just drawn so many people to the Lord. We've got to know that there's a truth in that. Of course, it reminded me of that passage that we read in James. And just putting it into this story for a minute, in James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, my brethren, count it all joy when you face various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Verse 4, let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking in nothing. Now we hear those words, and that first part is so hard. You know, when we face various trials, we're supposed to count it all joy. And that's so hard to do. But remember, when you hear Silent Night, remember the background of the story. It began with disaster. How can we possibly have a Christmas service? Think of it as this trial, a trial for this pastor and his musical director. But it turned into something amazing. Through time, it turned into something that would be an amazing piece that would be just beloved by so many people. And it definitely shows us that this, when we count it all joy, when we are facing these difficult challenges, we recognize that, as it says in the Word, the testing of your faith produces patience. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete and lacking in nothing. That's what Silent Night reminds us of. We have this wonderful little song that came out of a trial, a tribulation, a test, and it turned into something magnificent. And God can do the same with every one of us. God can use the same thing in our lives as well when we are going through the trials. That's why we're encouraged to have joy when we face trials of many kinds. So that's, I think, is just a great way for us to enter this season, when the birth of Christ is all around us, it seems, is to be reminded that through the difficulties, God's going to use it in a mighty way.